And now, The Low Post.
Welcome to a special Zach is an Idiot mini edition of The Low Post podcast, where I had one question I absolutely had to ask Joe Ingles because I know the story is funny. And I forgot to ask it, even though it was like in blaring red letters in my notebook. And it said, ask about Gail Miller. So the story I heard, Mr. Ingles, and now we're in Brooklyn right before your game. I didn't know this. You injured Gail Miller this season.
I played a part in injuring Gail Miller.
I didn't know this at all. It was like a loose ball or something, and she was in the crowd. I don't know what happened. What happened?
So obviously Gail Miller's our owner.
Yes, I should have clarified that. She's the owner of the team.
A beautiful lady, and sits courtside, as you do, as an owner, or a lot of them do, and dove for a loose ball because I just, do all the extra hard yards and do everything that I can to get my team a win, and dove in the crowd, and I saved the ball. I'm pretty sure we actually scored off the possession. You can probably find it somewhere, but saved the ball. At the time, I didn't realize, obviously, who I had fallen into. I fell in, and I saw the ball get back in, and I ran down the court, and we scored, and everyone was happy. And a few minutes later, or a play or two later, whatever, the dead ball, and I looked back to see who it was. And it was in that general direction. At the time, I didn't know exactly that it was Gail or not. So I didn't really know too much. After the game, totally forgotten about it. I didn't know it was her at the time either. So didn't even think about it. Sitting in the locker room, I'm pretty sure we won, whatever. Good vibe in the locker room.
Sure.
Dennis Lindsay, GM at the time, comes and grabs me from the locker room post Quinn's talk, post-game talk. So I'm like, I'm walking with Dennis, and I think Justin was there as well.
Justin Zanuck,
GM, now the assistant GM.
And was this last season, or is this this?
A
couple years ago. See, this is an old story. I didn't know this.
So I'm walking back, and all I can think in my head is, I'm either getting cut, or I'm getting waived, or I've been traded, or something bad.
Something bad has happened to you.
You don't get pulled back to, we just won. Everyone should be happy. And so I walk back there, and they pull the door open to Quinn's office, which I'd been in before several times. Pull the door open, and there's the door's opening whichever way, and the first people I see is Quinn, and then I see Greg Miller, who's Gail's son, who's one of the kind of more hands-on. I think there was another son, one of the other sons there as well. Door keeps swinging, Gail's sitting there, and I'm like, I'm done. This is.
Is she visibly injured? Is she have a. Is
no,
she
so
have
I.
Crutches?
Does no, she, no, so okay. She was sitting down in the room. They were all sitting down, bar maybe Greg and Quinn or something like that. But as the door keeps opening, I'm like, this is getting worse and worse. It's there's more and more people in here. I'm traded, or I'm for sure. At that point, I was something like that is. And I think it was Greg. So I walked in the room, door closed, and I'm in my pants at this point. And I think it was Greg that spoke, and Greg was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. You've injured my mum. She's had, we think she's going to have some knee, knee surgery. You've injured her, blah, blah, blah. And I'm holy, we want you to apologize. And I'm my face, I don't know what I looked like at the time, but I'm of course.
Someone should have been filming this.
Yeah.
We want you to apologize.
We're just we think you kind of should address it, as I would have if I knew it was her anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm probably white as a ghost, and it was a really nerve-wracking moment for a second, and I'm of course. I'm I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do? Blah, 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 blah. Then they all started came out laughing, and it was a big joke. And so the backstory is she actually already had a bad knee.
Ah.
And I think she was saying she wore a brace underneath her pants, so you couldn't really see it anyway. But I had jumped into the crowd, smashed her knee again. And all it did was speed up the process. So in surgery in 6 months, she did it in the next week
or whatever. She had surgery.
She had knee surgery.
But she was going to have surgery anyway.
She was
going to
have it anyway.
You almost did her a favor is what you're saying.
Well, 100%. I helped her out. Okay. I think she probably missed a few games, which she was probably sad about. But yeah, she gave me a hug after that, and we.
But they pranked you. The story is they pranked you.
The whole
you
basically
thought you were in trouble.
Yeah, the Miller family and Dennis and Justin and Coach and so I don't know. They must have planned it because.
Of course, they planned it.
Like it wasn't like they. I don't know. It was pretty quick to plan because it was right after the game. Coach spoke, and I was like. Like, holy shit, I'm getting traded. Like, I'm thinking of, like, texting Renee, like, we need to start packing the house because... but it was one of the most scariest moments as a Jazz member that I've had, for sure.
That's great. All right, thank you for bearing with my idiocy, Joe Ingles. We'll have to have you on now for a fourth time. This counts as the third appearance on the Low Post Podcast.
I knew I'd get my third one.
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it.
The Low Post! Is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven.